Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. Well, fans of the USHL's Sioux Falls Stampede were celebrating the team's championship-clinching win in Chicago Friday night. Fans of the North American Hockey League's Aberdeen Wings had already been celebrating their team's championship for 3 days. What's that you say? South Dakota, a hockey hotbed? Well, it's true. The champions of the top two junior hockey leagues that feed our nation's college programs reside right here in the Rushmore State. We visited with Sioux Falls Stampede President Jim Olander on Tuesday. Today we welcome Scott Langer, head coach of the Aberdeen Wings. Coach Langer, thanks for phoning in and congratulations on the Wings Robinson Cup run.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I truly appreciate it. It's been a great season. It's been a great ride, and obviously capping it off with a national title doesn't hurt things.
Yeah, now this is the Wings' first ever North American Hockey League championship. Can you tell us a little bit about the 2-1 win over the Fairbanks Ice Dogs that brought the Robinson Cup to Aberdeen?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of an interesting weekend because we dropped the first game in our best of three series against Amarillo. And tonight, too, we had to come back and win it in overtime and gave us the momentum for game three. And then we had that one game play down for the national championship. And Fairbanks was one of the best teams in the league going in. And we were lucky enough to score early. And they answered back pretty quick. And then Joe Strada got a goal on the power play, which ended up being the game-winning goal. And in the third period, we just kind of suffocated them defensively, only giving up three shots.
That's the way to do it in the playoffs, good defense. What is the format for the NAHL tournament? Does it take place over a few days as opposed to like a bunch of best-of series?
Well, you have to play through your own divisions first. So there's four divisions within the North American League. And then the top guys, the top teams that come out of those divisions will be represented at the Robertson Cup National Tournament. And then they seed you 1-4, so we were the 3 seed. So 1 will play 4, 2 will play 3 in a best-of-3 series.
Okay.
And then your two winners will come out and play on a Tuesday night, which is a one-day rest on Monday, and you'll play the final game on Tuesday.
And this was played in Blaine, Minnesota. And one thing about the North American League, this is really spread out over a large part of the country. I mean, you're talking about a team in Fairbanks. There are teams down south, way out east. How does that play out through the regular season? Obviously, you can't play every single team in the league during the regular season.
Yeah, you're mostly playing within your geographic location. And, sure. And that's why it's broken into divisions. And you know, everybody kind of has decent travel besides, you know, your Fairbanks who has to play within the Midwest division and, you know, they'll come down for 3 weeks at a time and stuff like that. Okay. To play their games. But, you know, we'll have a couple out of division games, but for the most part, we'll play right in our division.
It's tough to get as far as the Wings did without great goaltending. Talk about the play of Matt Vernon.
Yeah, well, Matt was a backbone all year. I mean, I rode him pretty much all year, which is not normal. Usually you have a rotation and your backup goalie, you know, can play probably 20-something games. And Matt just did such an outstanding job from day one. And I think he ended up winning 40 games during the regular season. But his best play was in the playoffs. You know, after we lost the first game in the Robertson Cup, Matt just had a whole different level, and he was a huge reason why we won 3 in a row. And obviously, some of the saves he made in the finals in the first two periods was spectacular. But, you know, Matt's deserving. He was the MVP of the league. He was the MVP of the division and MVP of the Robertson Cup tournament, and very much deserved. Couldn't go to a better young man.
You could have knocked me over with a feather this morning because, you know, a lot of times news of what's going on in the North American League doesn't necessarily get down to us in Sioux Falls. And this morning I was reading that Matt's father, Mike, and Matt's father is Mike Vernon, the former goaltender for the Calgary Flames and Red Wings and San Jose Sharks. He was my favorite player when he was with the Flames. I actually had one of his jerseys. So like I said, you could have knocked me over with a feather this morning when I learned about that. That had to be kind of exciting for Matt's teammates, too, to have Mike at some of the games. Just a guy with a wealth of NHL experience.
Yeah, and you know, the guy's so humble, you can't even tell he's an ex-NHLer who, won a Stanley Cup and a Conn Smythe. But it's interesting because Matt doesn't like to talk about it a whole lot. He kind of is whittling his own path. And he likes to say that. But his dad is an incredible individual, so humble, great. He was at the Robertson Cup. He watched Matt win it. And it was a real special moment when those two got together after the game. And it's not every day you have player on your team that has bloodline, but someone that was as good and as special as Mike Vernon.
Yeah, I laughed out loud when I saw the comment from Mike Vernon in the Aberdeen, in the American News, that he'd tell people in Calgary that his son was playing in Aberdeen, and they'd reply, "Aberdeen, Scotland?" Provide us with a picture of the hockey atmosphere in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and what it's like at a Wings home game.
Yeah, it's a whole different level, and this town of Aberdeen really embraces their hockey team, and it's one of the reasons why I came here 3 years ago, is just the passion within the city for the team. I mean, 17,000 to 2,000 fans every night, and they're with you when you're good, they're with you when you're bad. We had, it was almost like a home game up in Blaine, Minnesota. When we came out for warm-ups for that final game, there was a whole fan bus plus fans that drove up. It was an incredible atmosphere. But to be able to share this championship with such passionate people was really, really awesome feeling.
That's great. The team travels well, as they say. Scott Langer, our guest right now, head coach of the Aberdeen Wings, the champions of the North American Hockey League for 2019. How long have you been with the Wing? I believe you just said 3 years. Is that right?
Yeah, I just finished my third year with the Aberdeen Wings. I've been in the league now for about 22 years. But Aberdeen is where I'm at, and I couldn't be happier.
Wow, you've been in the league for 22 years. Can you talk about a little bit about your coaching experience up to now, some of the stops you've had?
Yeah, I was actually in Chicago with the Steel, the team that the Stampede just beat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Lone Star, Texas, in Fort Worth. I moved on to Santa Fe, New Mexico. From Santa Fe, the team moved to Topeka, Kansas, where I spent 10 years there. And then from there, I was able to come to Aberdeen, South Dakota. And like I said, this is my third season, and a pretty special place to play junior hockey. And it's pretty awesome now that there's two teams within the same state that hold the national titles. That's probably something that probably won't happen again.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that too. Being a lifelong hockey fan in South Dakota, I see that as being something extremely significant, and it's definitely a landmark event for hockey in the state of South Dakota. Last year, I had the opportunity to cover the NCAA Hockey Regionals here in Sioux Falls, and I was taken by surprise by another thing, and that's the number of players that the North American League is now feeding into the Division I college ranks. The NAHL is no longer taking a backseat to the USHL in that aspect. When did that start to change? Is there any certain thing that caused that to happen?
Well, the coaching in the North American League just continued to get better and better, I would say, over the last 10 years. The ownership groups are really doing a good job of bringing in high-end coaches, and the coaches are doing a great job of developing their players. Some of the colleges started taking chances on the North American League, and then they started to do really big things with the North American League players, because it tends to be an older league than the USHL. The USHL has some standards where they have to have so many young players in the lineup. We do not. So you're playing against some older, more mature players that are heavier and bigger and stronger. And it's a tougher route for some of these guys, and they're a blue collar type hockey player. Colleges have caught on. I couldn't exactly tell you when it kind of all just turned around, but I'll tell you, in the last 3 to 4 years, our numbers in the North American League are outstanding. We continue to break records for NCAA college commitments, mm-hmm. and that's what the league's all about. I mean, it's no different than the USHL. Their job's to put guys into the US, the NCAA, but so is ours. And, you know, our team here in Aberdeen this year have 11 scholarship hockey players on it, so it's really fun to coach at that type of level.
I was just noticing that too, not only D1 but some good D3 schools too that players are able to go to out of the North American Hockey League. I noticed too that there was a little bit of an Air Force influence with the Aberdeen Wings. I think there were probably 4 or 5 players on that Air Force team that won the regional here last year, and it looks like you have a couple more players going on to that program.
Yeah, you know, Coach Sartori at Air Force, he's been a big guy behind the North American League. He truly likes the players that come out, and he seems to come back every year and find some diamonds. So, you know, again, this year we had Pearson Brandon that committed to play at Air Force, and then Dalton Weigel a year ago committed, and he finished his season this year with us. And 2 high-character kids that are very good players that will jump into that lineup and make Coach Sartori really happy.
Yeah. Just time for one more question here. It looks like the North American League is expanding by a couple of teams next year. And also it looks like I was reading South Dakota might lose a team to St. Cloud, and that would be the Brookings Blizzard. Is that a definite deal?
Yeah, no, I know that there's quite a bit of talk about Brookings moving to St. Cloud. There hasn't been any official notice saying that they are indeed going there.
Right.
It does sound like they are going to make that move, which, you know, for Aberdeen, you know, we're 2.5 hours from Brookings, which was a nice rival and easy travel. So we were sad to see them go out of the state of South Dakota, but you know, maybe someone will bring a team back to Brookings.
Yeah. Scott Langer, head coach of the Aberdeen Wings. They are the 2019 champions of the North American Hockey League, the Robinson Cup winners. Coach Langer, thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure, and good luck to you.
Anytime. Thank you.